www.ai.com.
Teaching and learning in a post-COVID world. Critical race theory. Howard Zinn, truth, banned? Yeah, there's a whole lot of crazy going on in today's classrooms. Where do you go for sanity? Maybe not here, but Busted Pencils Radio is here to soothe your anxiety. Now back to Tim, Johnny, and Busted Pencils Radio.
Oh, it is back. Busted Pencils, fully leaded. Education talk, educated. Educators talking education. Johnny Lupinacci out for the week. That's all right. Great callers. Evan Manning, the boards there in Madison, Wisconsin. Teacher Appreciation Week. Teachers, Busted Pencils always appreciate you. Again, put that out there. Crazy teacher appreciation gifts, 844-967-2789. Give us a call. We're going to pivot into the student loan forgiveness. But one last little comment there from our last caller wanting to talk about statistics and research, and got to take a little moment to just say, yes, every statistical research study that is out there on comprehensive sex education, where it is done and taught and done well, the reduction of sexually transmitted diseases is incredibly more significant than not having sex education, and even better than abstinence-only education. The age of onset of having sex actually goes up when you have comprehensive sex education. In other words, kids wait to have sex. And when we're talking about the Roe v. Wade potential decision, unwanted pregnancies drop dramatically. All three of those things are absolutely cause and effect relationship issues based on, did you have comprehensive sex education? Did you not? And if you had it, then you reduce all three of those things. 844-967-2789. Willing to pivot back. But you know, the other part then, started off the show talking a lot about student loans and student loan forgiveness. The whole idea, and I'll admit to the shame, I'm a student loanee, not a loaner.
Me too.
You know, I got them. I'm making my payments monthly. I'm now 55 years old, and I'm still paying student loan debt. So, you know, do I need to be forgiven, though, is the problem. Like, what sin did I do to potentially, you know, why does my student loan need to be forgiven? Why can't it just go away? Because I've made good on
it. Sure, sure. I don't think we should get too caught up on the nomenclature.
I know.
When you take on the debt, like, that's where the forgiveness comes in, right? I don't think anyone is evil here or acting in bad faith somehow.
I totally get it, and I'm all actually in. However, I do want to talk about this because under this, we're getting a lot of flack right now because prior to the leaked Supreme Court document, this was a big issue. Biden potentially imagining, thinking about, pondering some form of student loan forgiveness. And if he would do that, well, in Forbes.com, student loan forgiveness, who could qualify under Biden's plan? Well, there are three: student loan borrowers with federal student loans, student loan borrowers with college student loans, student loan borrowers who earn a certain income. So, what does that mean if you're a student loaner, one of those people out there like me who have loans? Will you be forgiven? How would you know? Well, do you have a federal student loan?
That's a big one.
Okay, there you go. Okay, criteria, federal student loan. And no, those of you who had to take out a private student loan, you're not included for being resourceful and getting more money to actually go to school. Only the people that went through the government student loan program, which is always related to somebody's making money off of paying loans back. Mm-hmm. So the idea of private, but no, only federal student loans. And then I'm not even sure what number two means, that student loan borrows with college student loans.
I think you can take out loans for stuff like, you know, room and board. Like you can
get
aspects of your loan are allocated to basically to cash. You're able to take this money and live with it while you go to school, and you borrow it with the tuition costs.
Oh, and part of this here too is the mixing up of, did you take a student loan to go to graduate school, as opposed to undergraduate college? Sure. And so here, because if you went to graduate school, the reasoning is, well, then you make a lot of money. And if you make a lot of money, then you shouldn't have to pay you shouldn't have your student loans forgiven, because you're already, you know, you've won the lottery. You've hit the gravy train, because going to graduate school, getting a master's degree, getting a PhD, working in higher education for 20 odd years. Let me explain the wealth that has accumulated in my presence over these years. I should never have student loans forgiven, considering that reality. I don't know, Evan, right?
You're being sarcastic, right?
because there I am. I'm excluded because I went to graduate.
Step before, right? Where going to graduate school doesn't mean you earn any amount of money at all, in fact.
Exactly. I could be just...
But, I mean, means testing can be more specific than this.
All right. So you're talking about means testing. The other part of that, then, is that's what we're kind of getting at here. The mean testing, then... If you make a certain income, which kind of falls off of that last one, if you make too much money, you should not have your loans forgiven.
And by the way, you know, some of the numbers, you know, because we're talking $10,000 in forgiveness is what's sort of being thrown around. That's what, you know,
that's the new number.
Saying. Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's
that a tentative means test would be that a household with $75,000. Now, I can't actually source this right now. This is something that I've just sort of heard again and again on the news when this is being discussed. And there's nothing official about it. But
actually, according to Forbes, it will actually be a couple's owning up to $125,000 annually.
So, yes, household. Thank you. Yep. Because, yes,
total household income.
It's not a ton of money.
Yeah, so, you know, if you're pulling in 125 G's a year, I know that's, you know, again, people are like, that's a lot of money. It is a lot of money. However, if you're 50 to 150 to $200,000 in debt from student loans, things become, you know, comparably relatively painful. Okay, so again, how we make these decisions, but who is it that should be forgiven for taking out student loans? One would be, why not just forgive everybody? Why are we having such a discussion and creating such complications around whether we should forgive Evan over there in Madison behind the boards, or whether you should, you know, forgive Tim, who's in Ohio at his place?
But that's
easy. You know, let's figure out. And in fact, I really like this. David Serrato, who's putting this out, is going, it's very interesting that when you start moving into means testing and making decisions about who, it creates a whole new level of government bureaucracy that is required then to administer the rules and regulations of, quote, means testing and deciding who. So you actually create more expense in administering a tiered type of means tested program.
Sure.
With a blanket forgiveness, it's just like, okay, President Biden, wake up tomorrow morning, hit that pen, boom, it's gone over.
And by the way, I think we're still talking about a $10,000 forgiveness, right?
No, but I'm even moving now to the full. Just get rid of it all. 1.7.
Even my liberal mind has a hard time fathoming.
Well, I mean, but, you know, so much money. I had a hard time fathoming the billions during the crash of the mid-2000s with banks that out of their own stupidity.
Too big to fail.
You know, they're too big to fail. We got to bail them out. I know that you won't see any direct benefit, but bail me out. I'm saying if we're going to put a bailout with no limitations, well, then let's do it for student loans. Because why create a student loan forgiveness program that actually creates a new government program that requires new government employees to make decisions about who should be forgiven their loans, how much it should be that they're forgiven. When you make over a certain amount of money, your forgiveness stops. All the complexities that go around with, quote, government programs. Why create a new government program? Why not just forgive all of us out there who have student loans? Because I know, and now, Evan, you said your liberal mind might push a little bit on that, but, you know, I don't know, because, yeah, are there people out there right now who have student loans that don't need to have them forgiven?
Sure.
Yes.
Oh, of course.
There absolutely there are. And are there people out there who already paid all of their student loans back 100%. And are now, you know, they played by the rules, yeah. They paid them back. They would get no benefit from this, right? Okay, so we'd exclude them. So, boy, this sounds rough. If you have a student loan, give us a call, 844-967-2789. I will forgive you for taking out a student loan. I won't give you any forgiveness towards the balance of that. But Tim, Evan, Busted Pencils, we forgive you for taking out student loans.
One thing I want to touch on briefly here,
sure,
is...
Having that
cap versus having everything forgiven, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are we just sort of settling if we say that, you know what though? Yeah, it's too expensive to forgive it all. You know, when we're talking debt forgiveness, debt cancellation, we're talking about it being wiped from the slate, essentially. It doesn't get paid back. So the private loans that are not covered, I suppose that could be seen as the government not having the authority to reach into the private sector and say, oh, no, this agreement isn't legal tender anymore.
Well, but you know what? If you forgave the big banks,
sure,
those are as private as you can get.
It was worse than that. We gave them money.
Right. This is what I mean. Okay. It was not just forgiveness. It was forgiveness. Don't do that again. Oh, and here's more free money.
Which is honestly what it would take. So we're talking federal loans are discharged or forgiven, whatever the terminology is. Private loans would have to be bought out. You know, the government would have to buy those.
And I actually have a private loan twist on this that we'll be talking about. 844-967-2789. Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk. Busted Pencils. That's what we do here. Educated educators talking education. Student loans, should they be forgiven? Whose then should be forgiven? How do we make a decision? Evan, I don't know. We've been rolling around with this, but, you know, the idea that a full blanket forgiveness, is anybody up for that? If you are, give us a call, 844-967-2789. Busted Pencils, one more break, and we are back for the final
Final run.
Final run.